And that's exactly what they look like. It was funny. But it was nice that they let the cars go around so we weren't just stuck there backed up. Closest exit was behind us by like 4 or 5 miles, so they couldn't just turn us around and get us off the highway. We were stuck. Yeah, I've seen it all. One thing I started doing back around 2016 is buying winter tires. So for my wife's car and my car, her car has all-season tires for the summer, spring, summer, and fall. And then the wintertime, I have a set of wheels and tires that I put on with winter tires, which are a lot softer rubber. There's more silica in the compound. So, I mean, it could be 20 below zero. You can go out there and push on that tread. It's nice and soft. You get good grip. It's almost like driving in the summertime. Same thing for my car. My car has summer tires and then winter tires. The summer tires are only good down to 41 degrees. Below that, they just turn into hockey pucks. But the winter tires, I don't spin, I don't slip, I don't slide. You just take off and go. Worth every penny. And the nice thing, too, it's more money up front to get started with the process, but I put them on and off myself. I know people that have winter tires that they have their summer tires unmounted and then have to take it in and have the summer or the winter tires mounted, and you got to pay like $60, $80 every time you do that. I just have a stack. I jack the car up, switch the tires, and I'm good for the winter. And I've never had to use my deductible for an accident since I've been doing that. And it's about the cost of a deductible to get started with winter and summer tires, but your summer tires, they're all season, last twice as long, and your winter tires last twice as long because you're only using them half of the year.